producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Adam Thompson Show.
Cutting edge.
He just told you to shut the f*** up.
No holds barred.
Thanks for not calling me a liar, son of a f***.
The latest trending topics,
legal cases,
and social issues.
In-your-face commentary on all subjects.
Adam Thompson.
You can't handle the truth.
Adam Thompson brings his 25-year experience as a high-profile criminal and civil trial lawyer and gritty New York street smarts and attitude to the studio.
Real, unbiased talk.
Those who want respect, give respect.
You never know what he'll say next. This is the Adam Thompson Show. Here's your host, Adam Thompson.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Adam Thompson Show. Thanks for joining us, as always. It's great to have you here on a Saturday night. No better place to be. Very big week. Lots to cover. Of course, Veterans Day this past Wednesday, 11/11, is a very big day in our household because we just don't honor our veterans that gave service to this country. But it's also my son's birthday. My son Jack's just turned 6 years old, so I know you're listening, son. Happy birthday. And if you're all listening to this, you're probably in trouble because you should be in bed, and this is airing at 11 o'clock p.m. in most places. So, but if you're still up, it's birthday weekend, it's all right. But it was Veterans Day this past Wednesday, and it is a day that we need to reflect on those men and women that sacrifice their lives to go to protect our country and everything that we live for. You know, we all talk about every day how we cherish the liberty that we have, the freedom that we have, the democracy that we have, the greatness of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. But freedom comes at a price, everybody. And while all of us, you know, wave the fist and yell the banner and do all that good stuff, there's a lot of us that actually go and fight to protect those rights. And I'm talking about the people in the military, the people in our law enforcement, people in our National Guards. You know, the list goes on and on. These are people that are not just saying the words, but they're putting actions behind those words. So we always need to honor them and recognize them. And it's on this day that we do it as a country, but we should do it every day. It shouldn't just be limited to 11/11. Hey, it's Veterans Day. Hey, say a kind word to the veterans today. But the rest of the time, we don't. And that's a tragedy because the veterans do so much for us, yet they come back from war, they're forgotten. Where's the military benefits for them? Where's the medical benefits for them? Where's the aid? And that's going to lead into a story, because while it's a happy week for me, it's my son's birthday, it's also very sad because a woman that I had the pleasure to know from my college days when I was at John Jay College, her name is Marcy Sims. She was a police officer. She rose to the rank of a lieutenant, very hardworking and very wonderful girl. Always had a spirit in her heart, made those around her better people. And it's with great sadness that I say she contracted illnesses relating to being a first responder following the 9/11 attacks. I had classmates from high school. I can't tell you the people that I lost on 9/11. So it's very personal to me. My office one block away, 160 Broadway for years. So it was a block away from where I practiced law for over 10 years. 9/11 was the worst attack on our soil ever, worse than even Pearl Harbor. Thousands died. Two iconic buildings came down. Countless people died, but countless people were seriously injured to this day, still suffering. Some people not even understanding that they have an illness, and cancer just pops up one day, which is something that happened to Marcy. So I bring this up because we need to help our veterans, and it's with sadness again and disappointment that the James Sirota Act, the 9/11 Health and Compensation Act, which has been around, been in place, there to help veterans, there to make sure medical benefits are paid for, make sure that those families where people can no longer work that served to protect us and went in that day as a first responder, get compensation. And now that act is expiring. And there's actually some backlash or conflict or debate about whether or not it should be extended, how long it should be extended for, and what compensation it should provide and to who. This is ridiculous, folks. It needs to cover everyone that was impacted by this event. First responders, people in the area, we need to protect those who did the best to help us. And I wanted to bring on someone to discuss this as very personal and close to, and I couldn't think of anyone better than the sister of Marcy Sims, who's just passed. Her sister Susan Fosco. Susan, thanks for waiting in the wings and joining us today to discuss the passing of your sister and also the James Jagoda Act, because I want to ask you what your thoughts are on that. And if your sister could have you as a mouthpiece and you could get the ear of the people in Congress who are going to be voting on this, what would you say to them? So first, welcome to the show, Susan.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you very much. This is a very, very important and very touchy subject for me, for my mother, who's 90, who she left behind, and my whole family. There was lots of poisons, and the effects of the poisons that were down there are unbelievable. And we won't see the effects of this poison for years to come. We're not going to know how many are going to go down. This James Droga Act has to be put back on the bill. It has to not be canceled because there's so many people. If Marcy didn't have the James Droga Act, she would have never had the money to fight as long as she did. The doctor said 6 months, and she lived a year and a half. I mean, she had the support and the help from her family, but she really, that the money actually helped her. And they take it away. Prostate cancer, lung cancer, all kinds of cancer are coming out in all these people that were down there as first responders, as civilians that were. I mean, they all need this. The construction workers that were digging the debris up, they need this. The families, and I said I vowed to go all the way to Congress to fight for this, because if any congressman can look me in the eye and tell me he opposes this bill, I want to know why. I want to know why he opposes it. What benefits is he going to get from this Droga Act not being put in? These people need this. They were the ones that came down and fought for the people. They dug in debris without gloves, without any masks on. My sister said that her lungs were burning, her nose was burning, her ears were burning. In fact, I had said I wanted to go down there and volunteer and give out coffee, and she told me, don't come. I don't want you there. And I'm her older sister, and she just, I cry every day, every night. I can't eat, I can't sleep, because knowing my sister is not with me anymore, but she's in my heart. And
well, she'll always be with us, Susan, and I can't say or express the thanks that we have to people like your sister who were brave enough. I know when she first went down there, she was pretty much new to the force from, you know, the accounts that I know of, and she went down there, open arms, big heart to help. And she was a first responder, and I remember reading the reports, you know, that the air was gray, the dust was thick, and you felt like your throat was burning. I mean, I was down there 6 months after it happened, and I remember wearing the mask, and your mask would be black on the inside. And, you know, it was horrific, and I couldn't imagine, and I was a block away. Imagine the people on the site actually going through debris and pulling up body parts of dead people, ashes. I couldn't even imagine just mentally what you go through, but physically the impact that it has. I mean, this just creeped up on her. We only have a minute and a half left, but just out of nowhere, she was told that she had, like, what, stage 3 or 4 cancer out of the blue, correct?
Stage 4 cancer. And as my son puts it, he was running away from it to save his life, and she was running in there to...
Well, Susan, I just want to jump in because we're almost out of time. I want to thank you for joining us. On behalf of myself, everyone related to the Adam Thompson Show and involved in our production, our audience, everyone, we want to send our condolences and our thoughts and prayers to you and your family. Again, Marcy was a great girl. It's just tragic. There's not even words you can put to it, but I will put these words to it. You heard what Susan just said, everybody. I want all my listeners, you call your congressman and you tell them you want the James Jagoda 9/11 Health and Compensation Act extended. And if they don't want to do it, you want answers. Why not? And post those people that say no online. Let's call them out. There is no reason this shouldn't be extended. We need to honor our first responders, our veterans, our military, our law enforcement. And anyone that doesn't go along with that and is against that is really against the principles of this country and the freedom that we fight for. Let's call them out. Make them stand by their words and their vote. Because everyone should be on the side of passing this act. And those who aren't, I think it's unpatriotic and un-American. We're just going to leave it at that. Susan, thanks for joining us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Here we are at the Adam Thompson Show, getting to our first segment, and it's a good one. I'm bringing on a guest that I really love because she's full of energy, like myself, so it's going to be an explosive segment, as always. And it's on a topic that we addressed last week that is just too big to ignore, and I wanted to follow up again on it. Of course, I'm talking about the protests that are going on at the University of Missouri, because there's just so many different stories every day being printed about this. all the different news media outlets are now picking up and giving it really big coverage, because it isn't just now a University of Missouri issue. It's spreading to other campuses around the country, where students are now speaking up and demanding answers to questions that they are not normally getting answers to, where they think they're being ignored or just forgotten. Whether it's racism, high cost of universities, things like this, it's spiraling and expanding. And ironically, the latest thing has been a protest about students now wanting college to be free. Wow, Bernie Sanders must be smiling right now, because that's what he's been promoting and saying, and that's what's done in a lot of countries around the world, and it works, and it's successful. So let's get to this. I want to welcome back to the show a friend of mine who I love, a Newark girl. I'm talking about Lisa Durden. Check her out at lisadurden.com. She's everything from a political commentator to pop culture. You can catch her on Megyn Kelly on Fox, HLN, a whole host of other shows. Welcome back, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Boo.
How are you?
I'm doing
good to have you back.
Good to have me back. Yeah,
I met you.
Listen, you know, I know we've got to get together. And listen, we've got to get together, and the dinner's on you.
So now, listen, I caught your appearance on Megyn Kelly. It got pretty explosive because they had on one of their commentators who's also African-American, but he always seems to take a very conservative or right-wing approach, which I guess is their way of saying, hey, look, minorities are against this, or there's a counter-argument. And I noticed that the Young Turks picked it up and played clips from that segment because it was explosive and it got a lot of reaction. So I want to ask you about that.
Yep.
First of all, why don't you tell us what the real backstory is to this University of Missouri situation? If someone who didn't read anything about it needed to be enlightened and said, what is this all about? It's all over the news station. Why are they protesting? Why are they out there? What started all this?
Well, the backstory at MSU is every black person's backstory on a white college campus since the beginning of black people being on a white college campus. I have that same story as they do when I went to Seton Hall University. This is nothing new. So I don't know if there's a resurgence of racism, or maybe social media is making racism off the charts. I'm not for sure what's going on. However, it's nothing new. So that's the backstory. The backstory is nothing has changed, which is sad, in terms of people not being used to black folks getting an education. So you don't get to scream racial epithets at people and throw excrement around and threaten to kill black people because you see them on campus, and you feel they don't.
I mean, that's outrageous. Racism of any kind is outrageous, and it needs to be addressed. But the question is, we have a president of a university, a chancellor, ousted, resigned, left, no longer in control and out of their jobs. What was it specifically that they did or failed to do that made the outcry for them to have to resign?
Right. So here's the thing. It's almost like when, you know, the old saying, the straw that broke the camel's back. I mean, why is it that years and years and years have passed of these students making complaints, formal complaints about these issues, and all this was, oh, they poo-pooed them away because there was no action. See, people don't respect you unless you can do an action. That's dumb. We should only have to use our verbal communication. But you know what? Communication's not good enough. So what made them make the move now is because it hit them in their wallet when the football team decided, oh, really? We're going to stand in solidarity with them, so we're not playing. Now they've got over $1 million worth of fines, and they told, I don't know who, but they probably told that fool, you need to get up out of here. You're costing us money. And they probably made him resign. Not the students. The school made that fool resign.
So it shows you racial discrimination doesn't get anyone's attention, but if it's going to affect the pocketbook, and then you're going to start losing money, then people start listening. Isn't that sad that we live in this day and age? It's how it is.
It's really sad. It's really sad because it affects all the students at the school. And, you know, people don't understand something. When you want to hold somebody down in a hole, you've got to be down in there with them. So it really just doesn't take you to do that. So this is what was the defining moment. And I do appreciate, however, that he did say it was all his fault when he did the press conference, which, of course, I agree. It's all your fault. And all of that could have been prevented. And I have to say something. The white people out there who are angered by this move, who were angered by my appearance, who wrote me emails calling me a pack of niggers and nigger bitches, and who got on my Facebook page and my Twitter handle and my fan page and called me everything from buffoon to Aunt Jemima. Listen, and a race baiter, you're not hurting my feelings. All you're doing is actually making the point that racism is alive and well. You're sick. And don't think you're scaring me because I'm going back again. So this is a problem where I don't see why people of any race can't see that racism exists. Are you kidding me? You can't see this?
It's pretty obvious, Lisa Durden. We have a long, long, long way to go to racial equality and racial enlightenment awareness in this country. Yeah. But I want to ask you something. We got 2.5 minutes left. Something that bothered me about all of this, I'm all for exercising your First Amendment rights. And what's funny is I keep saying First Amendment rights because these students are speaking out and they're expressing themselves, their right to free speech. They're assembling. Their right to assemble. They're there. They're setting up their whole locations where they're all sleeping out, protesting. Again, First Amendment rights, I love it. They're doing what they have to do. Get on your soapbox. Let the world know. But then I read these stories and I see these things coming out with journalists who are trying to go there to cover this because it is a very newsworthy event. And the message should get out that, hey, this is what we're addressing here at University of Missouri. It's a problem here. It's a problem around the country. Get the message out. And journalists are being told, don't come, stay back, or they're picking and choosing who they want. And they're only exercising their First Amendment right to cover a news event and write about it and give whatever opinion, whether they agree or disagree. It's fair to hear both sides. I got a real problem with how the protesters or people supporting them or some faculty members there were basically intrusive to journalists just trying to cover an event, whether they're pro or con. That, I think, is wrong. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't think the protesters are telling the journalists not to come. Now, who they are, maybe it's the school because they don't want certain kinds of press. I don't know, but the protesters are not the ones blocking that.
Just like they have a right to protest and assemble and stay there and get their points out, the media is going to address
right.
it and say either good things or bad things, but they have the same right to say good things or bad things, just like they have to say the school is discriminatory or not, because people are going to fall
right,
on both sides
but
of the coin.
That one person doesn't speak of all the protesters, so I'm not for sure what that individual feels, but the protesters are doing what they're supposed to do, and they don't have a problem with that. But all press is good press. Because press is not going to slant a story toward what you feel is your agenda. So some press, some press outlets or media outlets are right.
Lisa Durden, we're out of time, but everybody, go check out LisaDurden.com. Thanks for joining us as always. Come back soon, Lisa.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's that time on the Adam Thompson Show. You know, this segment gets the most tweets and clicks and messages to all our boards and anything else. Of course, I'm talking about the debate segment where I bring on a variety of different experts and hosts from different shows and fields from around the country to comment on the most trending topics that you guys write us about or any kind of breaking news story. What makes this so unique and what you guys always say you love is it's unscripted completely. We don't go over the topics with our guests before the show, so they don't have speaking points or little witty quips that they have in place or a nursery rhyme that they do, which I actually see on, like, Nancy Grace. One lady did cock-a-doodle-doo and Rosie. It was insane to me. But that doesn't happen here. We keep it real. It's fresh. It's off the cuff. You're getting the best real answers to the questions, and you're hearing what our guests really actually think before they could plan something out. I love it. It's like I feel like I'm doing a deposition for my law practice. So with that said, let me bring in the people who are going to hit the pit and see who survives or who leaves a bloody mess. Returning radio talk show host, one of my favorites, Jeff Cruer, and I got his name right. I have to write everything phonetically. One of the problems of being born in Brooklyn. Coming from The Truth Is Out There, the Voice of the People radio show, Joe Goldner. Joe, welcome back. And I think joining us for the first time is George Addis. Am I saying it right?
Yes, sir, George Addis.
All right, I actually wrote it out, George Addis. Okay, she's a Fox News radio political analyst. You should check her out. She's on 6:50 a.m., The Answer. Welcome to the show, everybody, and let's get to
it. Thank you.
All right, you know, this week Veterans Day passed, and we all honor our troops. We all know the important part that they play in our country in maintaining freedom for us. And a lot of people recognize what they do, and a lot of people don't, which is sad. And I want to start with this story. I just had my producer in the booth, Ryan, send me this clip because I read this. And it really pretty much outraged me. You know, all these politicians, we're seeing all the debates now, and everybody figures that's going to be what we discuss. The debate, the next to the last Republican debate, let's talk about that off the bat. You know, they all go on the stage and they all say, we got to make the military strong. We got to do everything for our military. We got to give the veterans everything. The veterans come home, they're given nothing. They're not given respect. Many of them are homeless. They don't get the medical benefits they need. They can't find jobs. They're not given assistance. It's disgusting how we treat our veterans. Everybody running promises to fix it, but they don't. But this is an article I read that really outraged me, so hopefully you guys know about this. If you don't, I'll enlighten you. But an article came out that said that the Pentagon has spent $6.8 million to pay for a variety of different patriotic displays and events at professional sport games. And when I read this, it just blew my mind because, we go to the Yankee games, they bring the big flag out, and the military would come marching out, and they do the big flag ceremony, and the music is beautiful, your heart is wrenching. It's paid for. You find out half of these events that are going on, the Pentagon has a contract with professional teams in football, baseball, hockey, and so on, and they're paying so that we honor the troops and veterans in this way. This blows my mind. So let me start with you, Debbie. You're new to the show. Do you know about this, and does it just blow your mind that we have to pay these sport teams and other places, wherever these events are being done, to actually honor our troops, and it's not just done?
Yes, I did know about the story. I was shocked by it. I really had always thought what a fabulous thing the sports teams are doing. They're just showing that really there's a love for America there, and I found it very disappointing. I wish the sports teams would keep on doing it and not take the money. Now that the public knows that, I'd decline the money and keep on doing the salute to the troops, because the fans love it in the stadiums and watching television. You're thrilled to see this love of America that most people want to see and an appreciation for veterans.
Everybody wants to see it. I agree. It's like finding out that Santa Claus is on the payroll being paid by somebody to come and do the toys. Can you imagine, hey, Santa Claus, are you coming doing the toys? I got to do the damn toys again this year. But, hey, they pay me $300,000 to do it for one day's work, so okay. You know, you think these sports teams are really sincerely honoring our troops. It makes you feel touched. It's heartwarming. It's emotional many times. And now we find out they're getting paid to do it. And guess what? If they weren't paid to do it, would they still do it anyway? Probably not, because they use that time to sell commercial spots for TV. So, I mean, it blows me away. Jeff, does this just make you sick to your stomach?
Well, it's disgusting. I mean, these owners are billionaires. They don't need the few dollars that the military is paying them. They should do it out of their patriotic service to this country. And it was a fraud. I mean, the people that were watching it, they didn't know that this was paid patriotism. I think they thought the teams were just doing it because they love the country. So I think people are upset by it, and I think from now on the owners should do it for free. I mean, we need to help the military. Our military's in shambles. It's been cut to the bone under Obama. We're having a hard time recruiting. So they need help, and these owners are making big money, and the least they can do is help out our military.
Yeah, let me go to you, Joe. You know, prior to you guys coming on for the debate segment, one of my earlier guests was actually the sister, Susan Fosco, of Marcy Sims, who is a girl I went to school with who just died at 51 years old from illnesses relating to being a first responder to 9/11. And there's a bill right now before Congress whether or not they're going to extend the Zagota Act, which gives compensation for health benefits and other compensation for loss, not being able to work and so on. And they don't know if they're going to pass it, change it, shorten it. And you read things like that, and then you see that we have to pay sports teams to honor our military. Wouldn't it be better if we just took that $6 to $10 million that the Pentagon spent? They're worried about where money's going to go for funds like the Zagota Act, which we need and has to be, you know, extended and stay in place. Why not put the money towards that act instead of paying a sports team to honor our troops on TV? Isn't that one solution, Joe?
That is a great solution. That is one of the ways to actually offset the cost to help out the 9/11 victims. The first responders, because when they're doing, when they do the bills in Congress now, they want to make sure that they offset the increased cost by cutting someplace else so they could even balance budget it. So that would be a great way to do it, because I think it's a shame that we have to pay anybody to honor our vets. It doesn't matter if it's a sports team or any organization or company.
Yeah, I agree. It's shameful that the military would offer up the money knowing it can actually go into the hands of veterans. But I think it's even worse that professional sports teams, and you brought it up, Jeff, these guys are billionaires with so much money they don't know what to do with. They should right off the bat when they're offered money, say, absolutely not. We don't want the money for something to show our support and love for veterans. We'll do it anyway because it's the right thing to do. The fact that they would even sit down and have lawyers at a table to negotiate a contract and then actually accept the money is just, to me, beyond disgusting. Everyone should be outraged about this, and I hope people speak out. Okay, so with that said, we're going to move on to something else because I could probably keep going on and beating a dead horse, so we won't do that. With everything that's going on in the University of Missouri, and we're going to probably run out of time with this segment, so we'll carry it over to the next. But in the minute and a half that we got left, you know, it seems to be spiraling out of control now. The protests led to the ouster of the president and the chancellor, and it's now spreading to other campuses around the country. And one of the new outcries from the new schools that are getting involved is that why are we even paying for a college education? That college should be free. And I know Bernie Sanders hearing this is smiling and saying, hey, that's what I'm proposing. And many countries all around the world do it and has been successful. Educate the populace and make them, you know, more educated and the world gets better. So I'll lead off with you this time, Jeff. Do you think that this movement's going to gain traction? And do you think because it's getting so much notoriety now and press coverage that this is going to help bump Bernie in the polls?
Bernie's unelectable because I don't even think this country will go that far to the left. I don't think we're going to be going down the road of socialism completely. I mean, we're close enough with Obama and Hillary. But as far as these colleges, I mean, I'm glad you brought this up. This has been something I've been outraged about the last few days. This is unbelievable that the inmates are running the asylum here, that we've got students that are running the university, kicking out chancellors and presidents that did nothing wrong. They didn't engage in any racist acts. In fact, it seems like some of these things were hoaxes. There's no evidence that there was any swastika of feces. There's no evidence anybody was yelling racial slurs. And now this has picked up steam and other colleges are doing this. We're on the verge of something that is very dangerous, in my opinion. This is a horrible precedent that these guys crumbled when these students started protesting. I would have told that team, if you want to boycott, great. If the coach wants to join them, you're fired. And I would have canceled the whole season. I mean, that principle is more important than the $1 million that we're going to be losing per game.
We'll be right back after.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeCIG.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, we're back, everybody. We're going to pick it up, but we were just talking with Jeff. We're going to move on to Joe now. But I just want to say, you know, there's been allegations both ways. We don't know if the feces with the SWAT sticker on the bathroom wall was verified. I know as a criminal attorney for 25 years, and I do civil rights cases. I sue universities. I sue, you know, city officials. So this is an area I'm very fluid in, and I can tell you, things are usually documented. In this day and age in particular, where everyone has some form of a recording device, everyone carries a smartphone, they have these things. If there's something that you see, it gets captioned in a photo or nowadays a video, even with sound, and it airs on YouTube probably an hour later. With everything going on at this university, you would think when there's such acclaimed racial discord that these things would have been recorded to be used as proof for verification. But when they're not, then it becomes a problem. But I don't think anyone could dispute that there are racial tensions around this country. There's still discrimination that goes on, and it needs to be handled. But Jeff raises a good point, so I'll go to you, Joe. Do you think the fact that the students, when they think something isn't the way they want it, does this open the door to them now basically ousting either professors or staff members or faculty or the people running the universities, if they could get them out because something incorrect happened or something that just offends them?
Right. It's opening up a Pandora's box. We found out, and I'm sure the young lady for Fox will tell you, that a number of people in Missouri were paid outsiders, and one guy, one of the leaders, the father, owns a company that makes $90 million or $80 million. So they're full of garbage on that end. So, you know, that's a problem there. But it's what's happening is across the country, and I blame Bernie Sanders for this and the other progressive liberals, because they're getting egged on and they want everything for free. And there was an interview this afternoon by another Fox News person, Neil Cavuto, that interviewed one of the heads of the organization that's evolved around the country, and they asked her, with all the stuff that you want, how are you going to pay for it? And she couldn't answer it. They say, we'll tax the 1% even more. How much are you going to tax? 90%? They're all going to leave the country. Then you got nothing. So all this stuff is opening up a Pandora's box. Wants everything for free. They don't know they don't understand how you got. And this is all Bernie Sanders and socialism, and it's going to backfire on them because the American people are right now are waking up and they're quite pissed off. And I guarantee that they're going to lose. This will bring them down on the election time next year.
Well, you know, Joe raised a lot of good points, Debbie. You know, when you look at why Trump is surging in the polls, it's because he's not afraid to say things that many think are borderline or even stepping over the line politically correct. But he doesn't care. He says what he thinks in his own heart is the truth. And I think that's why he's rising in the polls. So when you see what's going on at University of Missouri and you see what's happening around the country, is it that people that are, you know, crossing this line of saying what's politically correct and they're being abused or they're being discriminated against, is that really a problem that's actually true in fact? Or is it something that's being just exaggerated to take advantage of the system? What do you think?
I think that every human being on the planet Earth has suffered at some point in time, somebody mistreating them, a slight toward them, not respecting them well enough. And we have a generation of college students who think they're entitled to never be offended, to never have their feelings hurt. That's a generic statement for everyone of every background. We are coddling this younger generation to think they can never hear something that may offend them. But at Missouri, what's really troublesome is the real facts underlying it. Whether this swastika thing happened, it sounds like it didn't, but even the student body president, elected by the other students, is a 12% black student population, but that student population, when they elected their own president, a student body president, elected a gay black man. And so the idea that this is a repressive, horrible place, it doesn't comport with the facts. And one of the other two gentlemen mentioned a moment ago that the father of this, one of the protesters who started the hunger protest, his dad is an executive at Union Pacific Railway. He earns somewhere between $6 and $8 million a year. So I think that slights might happen. People get feelings hurt. But the notion this is a deeply racist place just isn't true. And it is being fed, this victim mentality, this entitlement mentality, it is being fed by the Bernie Sanders, the leftists of the world, who use it to their political advantage. They want these young people riled up and angry. They think it'll bring them Democrat votes. But while it may, it will cause the vast majority of taxpaying, hardworking Americans to say, this has to stop.
Yeah, well, no doubt that there's still discrimination in this country, but there's ways to approach it and address it, and hopefully we can move forward in a positive way where we're for inclusion rather than exclusion. But it has to be based on fact. And whenever you see situations arise and you start going through the narrative and you discover that many of the main facts or the evidence that was used to push the agenda or push the point may not actually then be true, well, then that leads to problems. And that's a good segue because I want to talk about the latest Republican debate. And we'll probably carry this over because the show will get for everyone that sticks around in overtime. But I want to ask you who you think the winners and losers are of the debate. But on that point about a truthful narrative, I just want to start off with Ben Carson. Ben Carson has been under attack where many of the things that he claimed happened to him along his, quote, journey and makes up who he is, and sold really his books and his story into a movie about stabbing people, how he overcame such hardship and violence as a youth, and then got to the point where he is now, and he's a brain surgeon, et cetera, et cetera. There's many that question that, is this all true? And he, when asked about this in many interviews, has said that Hillary Clinton's a liar and was talking about her, but then he's a truthful guy. I mean, character is character, integrity is integrity, truthfulness is truthfulness, and these are all issues. It applies to every character. You get on the stage to be part of the narrative for who wants to be president, your background comes into questioning. You got to be able to stand to the fire. So Hillary's going to go through it, Bernie's going to go through it, Trump's going to go through it, everyone's going to go through the flames of that fire, including Ben Carson, and I think he's weak on it. I think it's going to be his downfall. Am I wrong or right, Joe?
You're right about that. There's a lot of questions. Also, in the debate, if you watched it, there were times it looked like that Dr. Carson was asleep or half asleep and maybe under the influence of a medication or something. That was something that my wife and I pointed out. And
he's always like that, Joe. He flatlines everything. He's always half asleep, and then he'll say one statement that seems to wake up. But I always thought he slept through all the debates, and he's not a charismatic guy. But go on.
But everybody could get themselves vetted. Running ran for office, I got vetted. We all got to go through it, and it's something that a lot of people don't like because it brings up all your past and everything else. Handle it and take it and respond to it brings out the character of a particular candidate. That's why somebody like a Ted Cruz is moving up on the polls very, very fast. fact, he's now ahead of Trump in Texas and a few other states.
All right, let me get to you on this one, Debbie. And we only got 2 minutes left, and we got to close out the show. And then we'll get to you, Jeff, when we get into overtime, because we're going to kind of everything for the debate. We got so many emails about it. But Debbie, do you think that Ben Carson's time is done? I mean,
sorry, you blanked out of my ear. Are you here?
You know, what do you make of Ben Carson's future? Is he in, or is he going to be out soon?
I think his numbers will start to go down. I do not think that these supposed controversies are really going to hurt him. I don't think the thing Politico tried to bring up at West Point, I think it turned out to be a poor attack, a well-grounded attack. I don't think the attacks on his past will bring him down. I think his just basic demeanor, the appearance of lack of fire in the belly, when people really start to picture him in the White House or on the stage with Hillary, they'll think he doesn't have that strength, that kind of, you know, presence you need to be a national leader. But I don't think the attacks on him, I think everyone gets vetted and that's great, but I don't think the attacks on him are really going to detract from his supporters and that won't pull supporters away.
Okay, 30 seconds left, Jeff, before we close out the show. You look at Ben Carson, you hear these allegations, you hear him speak. Do you buy him and his side of the story, or do you buy into the press attacks that there may not be such truthfulness to what his background really is?
I think there's some gray areas that probably don't completely vet out, but I don't think that's going to really harm him. I think the thing that's really going to harm him is what we talked about earlier, the lack of fire, the fact that he does seem sort of lackadaisical. He doesn't really have a lot of energy. I mean, Bush was called low energy by Donald Trump. I mean, Dr. Carson is the epitome of low energy. My gosh. And I think the Republicans need somebody energetic with fire, passion. And Dr. Ben Carson, I'm just amazed that he has done as well as he has that kind of personality that I think is connecting with Americans. But, I mean, I give him credit. He's doing well in the polls, but I think it's going to slip pretty soon.
The reason they're looking at Trump and Carson and people like that is they're sick and tired of these political people that are just in there as lifers. They want outsiders. They want people with fresh blood, new ideas, new faces. They're tired of the same old, same old. So when you get a Carson giving answers like that, he sounds a lot like same old, same old. We'll leave it there until we get to overtime, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Remember, check us out at www.adamthompsonshow.com or www.adamthompsonlaw.com. Everything there, all the archives, all the old debates, all the great guests. Tune in and check it out. And remember, until next time, everybody.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.